Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. Oh, this is going to be a nightmare. Or from the Better Life Toolbox, the fork in the road. Well, folks, you know how you go to the doctor and get those step one health insurance explanation of benefit statements, or EOBs, long after you go to the doctor, and you have to go back for the follow-up visit, and you don't want to wade through the whole EOB thing again when the step two EOB comes for the follow-up. So you take a quick look and file EOB1 and wait for the next for both visits and for the labs or whatever else they did in the middle before you really look it over and wince and pay up. Well, I did that with one a few months ago. Only something went wrong, because when the second EOB came, it said stuff in the middle wasn't authorized and wasn't medically necessary, and gulp. Instead of a couple of copays, I'm on the hook for the, quote, "I never would have gone in the first place if I knew that's how much they were going to charge me," end quote, fee, right? And I found this all out when the doctor's business office, a.k.a. pre-collection agency, called to ask, "What's up?" When I explained the problem, they said, "You have to call the insurance company about the denial." And my thought was, a.k.a. my neck-up action was, oh no, not calling the insurance company. This is going to be a nightmare of phone trees and long waits with bad Muzak. And if I ever do get to a real human being, I won't be able to explain the problem, and the person won't be interested or friendly or helpful, and on and on and on. Luckily, I heard myself what I was saying to myself. I recognize those thoughts as what Dr. Neckup calls negative predictions, or thoughts predicting bad things will happen in the future, as if I'm a soothsayer with a crystal ball. Then I reached into my Better Life toolbox and pulled out my da-da fork in the road. Here it is. I'm holding up my left hand with index and middle fingers in a V. The index finger points to the same old, same old. Like in this case, negative predictions along that fork that make us feel bad in advance and often are self-fulfilling prophecies. The middle finger points to the new. In this case, exploring what might happen if I call the insurance companies with an open and positive neck up. Often, when we pause and ask and choose what we want, we can make a better life. Magic fingers. So, newly curious, thinking maybe the insurance rep and I can be friendly and patient and fix the problem, I made the call. Wended through the phone tree, tuned out the Muzak, got to a real person named Kelly, felt relaxed, made pleasant chit-chat, got surprised chit-chat back, and together, da-da, we fixed the problem. It was actually fun. Wow. Doctor, heal thyself, huh? And no copay for this Better Life Toolbox fork in the road. Try it. Bet a better life's ahead. I'm Dr. Rich, soothsayer O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.